Hi, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. Today I'm going to talk about closing and follow-up, but pretty much in a different way because I want you to have an understanding of how healthcare professionals think and how your closing approach affects the sale overall. I talk to a lot of sales representatives, I even go on rides sometimes, where they deliver a great presentation and the sales representative comes out of the meeting feeling very positive. I'm going to use a doctor as an example. They'll say, well, the doctor really likes the product. He's thinking about it. There's a level of excitement. And oftentimes there is a real level of excitement. When you're doing the presentation, the doctor is engaged. He's excited about what you have. He buys into the benefits, certain specific benefits about how it could help him, help his practice, help his patients, help him to save money, make money, reduce risk, etc. And then when it comes time for the close, nothing really happens. In other words, usually, and this is very common in healthcare, it's common in all kinds of sales, but especially common in healthcare, the doctor will say, well, that's great. Well, I'll keep it in mind, or let me think about it. And, you know, if I have the need for it, or if I want to use your product or your service, I'll be back in touch with you. And then the salesperson leaves and pretty much nothing happens. So the sales rep, you know, again, if this has happened to you, you know what it feels like. You leave the meeting, you're saying, wow, that was a really great call. You know, I think this is going to close at some point. And then you don't hear from the doctor and you decide to reestablish contact. So let's assume also that this isn't a doctor that you have a close relationship with. It's someone you know, he knows you, but you know, you can't just walk into the office and see him anytime you like. So you go back to the office and the receptionist at the window greets you and you say, you know, hi there, Maggie, I'm here to follow up with Dr. Smith. I was here, you know, about a month ago and doctor was very interested. I just want to see if he has any questions or made a decision. Well, the response, if you've done this, that you usually get is, well, the doctor is busy. He's not seeing sales reps. Just give me your card. I'll tell him you were here. And if he's interested, he'll give you a call. Not a very effective follow-up situation, is it? And if you're struggling for the answer, let me tell you, the answer is no. So the sales rep at this point is usually wondering. You've probably experienced this. Well, yeah, I don't get it. When we had the sales call, the doctor was so excited. You know, he saw the benefits. He says, yeah, man, I want to use that. I want it in my practice. And now I can't even get back in touch because your frequent attempts through Maggie to try to get to the doctor, she doesn't let you in. He doesn't give you an appointment. He doesn't take your calls. Nothing happens. So the reps, a surprising number of them are still saying, well, I know the doctor's interested. Get real. If the doctor was truly interested, he would call you to use your product, or you would have been able to close the deal at that point, or he'd allow Maggie to let you back into the office. But none of those things are happening. That is a very, very strong sign that the doctor is not interested. Now, here's what you're going to think if you're a normal person. You're going to think one thing. What happened? During the presentation, the doctor was all excited, and now he's no longer excited. What happened? Here's what happened. Time. Time happened. Let's again look at healthcare professionals, especially doctors. Doctors are very, very busy people. They have a lot of things on their mind. Taking care of their patients, making their practices work, dealing with the Affordable Care Act, you name it, they've got a lot to think about. One of the things they're probably not thinking about is you, and probably not your product. And, you know, unless a situation arises that sets off the connection in their minds to say, yeah, that's a great product, I want to use it, I'm going to call Jed or Mary or whatever your name is. But frequently, as soon as you leave the office, they stop thinking about your product. So that level of excitement that was there during the meeting, it declines. Usually it declines rapidly. Because when you don't have the stimulation in front of you, or you're not thinking about how a particular product or service is going to benefit you, you just don't think about it. So if you're not thinking about something, you can't be excited about it. Well, here's the big question. How do you prevent this from happening? And the bottom line is, your customer is either going to move forward during your meetings or you're going to find yourself in a follow-up situation. What you do at that moment is going to determine three things: success, failure, and your level of frustration. So let's talk about the first thing, success. Obviously, if you go for the close, I mean, you really ask for the business, ask the customer, what's the next step? Where do we go from here? What do you want to do? And the customer moves forward. Well, there's your success right there. But what happens when the customer wants time to think about it, needs more information, doesn't need it right now? Well, then you're in a follow-up situation. And the great thing about being a follow-up situation is it affords you the opportunity to implement your follow-up plan. Now, of course, you do have a follow-up plan, right? Well, if you don't, then you're operating as an amateur. I'm not going to pull punches. I mean, I could say some things that would probably sound mean and insulting, but if you don't have a follow-up plan with every sales call, you are operating like an amateur. That's all there is to it. Your follow-up plan is a way to schedule or get the doctor to commit to some type of future communication. Usually, and preferably, it's going to be a meeting, and there has to be a solid reason for the meeting. In other words, let's say the doctor isn't buying because he needs more supporting data. Well, that's your job, to provide him with that data. And the best way to do that is to schedule an appointment to bring that data to him, whether it's in the form of a journal article, some other type of scientific paper, maybe a white paper from your company, perhaps one isolated study or case study that you could present to him. You want to bring that to the doctor, summarize it, and discuss it. You want to engage in discussion, giving him the opportunity to voice any objections, opinions, concerns, and again, to hopefully re-energize him or bring that level of excitement even higher. That requires that you have some type of personal engagement with him. Sure, you could do it on the phone, but nothing is going to do it like that personal meeting. Here's the beauty of the follow-up plan that I alluded to a moment earlier. When the doctor commits and okays your follow-up plan, if he's willing to put it on the calendar, if he's willing to say, yeah, Mary, no problem, I'll be in the office Wednesday afternoon, come anytime after 2 p.m. Now you know there is a level of interest. When the doctor says, well, you know, I don't have time right now, I don't want to commit to this, just give me some time and I will be back in touch with you. That, my friends, is a golden signal that there is not a very high level of interest. That's not to say that, you know, for example, if you sell a surgical device and a patient shows up in the emergency room who needs surgery and the particular injury or pathology is perfectly matched to how your product or service is indicated, that the doctor is going to say, hey, you know what? Mary just showed me this thing a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to give her a call. That could happen. But overall, if there's not an immediate level of interest where the doctor is committing to follow up, there's not a high level of interest. And you want to know this. You want to know this. I always talk about during my seminars, going for the no. You know, if the doctor won't commit, then go for the no. Here's why it's important to go for the no. And before I talk about that, let's talk about why you don't want to go for the no. We like when the doctor says, yeah, I'm interested, let me think about it. Because when you walk out of the office, you think, at least in your mind, or you delude yourself into believing that the sale is still alive. There is a possibility that the sale is still alive, but the reality is you don't know. And the bigger reality is it probably isn't, because there's not that level of commitment to follow up with you. When you walk around with that belief that the sale is still alive, I call that a maybe. And here's the truth about maybes. You've probably heard me say it before, but I'm going to say it again. Maybes wear you out. When there's a maybe, all you're thinking about is following up with the doctor. And if the doctor is not going to give you the opportunity to follow up, that becomes frustrating and it wears you out. The truth is, your time would be better spent prospecting for, identifying, and spending time having conversations with new prospects who may have a higher level of interest with a higher probability of closing the sale. That's how your time is better spent. You see, if you could get that no early, if there's going to be a no, here's a reality. Let's just call it like it is. If a doctor, a customer is going to say no to you, it might take him, or it might take you really, because he's already decided, but it might take you 6 months until you realize that he's not interested. In that time period, you're trying to follow up, you're trying to get back in. He is still on your radar screen, still in your to-do list, still in your follow-up list. And that's really stealing attention away from the other things you need to do. So ultimately, if there's going to be a no in 6 months, wouldn't it be better to get that no at the initial meeting so you're not scrambling around trying to follow up in this situation? How do you do that? Well, when the doctor shows that he doesn't want to commit to some type of a follow-up sequence, you could just ask, say, doctor, do me a favor, be honest with me. I'm sensing that you don't have a high level of interest with this. Am I right or am I wrong? See what he says. Most reps don't have the intestinal fortitude to confront a customer like that, especially a doctor. Now, the doctor's going to say, well, you know, I'm really happy with what I'm using, or your product looks great, but I don't really see any additional benefits. At that point, you have some information to make a decision. You could either try to handle the objection and move the sale forward in some way, or you could accept the no, accept the fact that the doctor is not going to change right now, remove it from your radar screen, or schedule it for a later time to revisit it, maybe 6 months, a year out. But in the meantime, you are not betting on, depending on, or expecting that sale to close. You're able to focus your attention on better prospects where there is a higher chance of you closing the sale. When a customer doesn't commit to a follow-up sequence, there's a low level of interest. And if you're not asking the doctor to commit when you find yourself in those situations, not only are you not doing your job, you are wasting your time and wearing yourself out. So the bottom line is, you can't be a wuss. If you don't see, or if you're not sure if there is a true level of interest with your customers, probe for it. And just come out and ask them. And if the answer is no, try to find out why, certainly. And if you could salvage the sale, do that. But if the answer is no, thank the customer and move on. Your time is valuable. Your energy and enthusiasm is more valuable. Don't waste your time on customers who have no intention of buying. Thanks so much for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. I will talk to you soon. This is Mace Haroff. Bye for now.